We're going to take a go right to our first guest, and we have Mary Zawiecki. She's the executive director.
Hello, thank you.
And Michael Diana, and he is the program education.
Programs and education.
And education. Okay, good. So you got Canal Fest coming?
It is our fifth year doing Canal Fest, which seems like, whew, it was just yesterday we started it.
You just started it.
We just started it. No, here we are at 5 years, yeah. Yep,
so,
it's on Saturday.
So tell me, what can people expect, and is it a all-day event, or it starts at 11?
It's 11 to 3, so,
okay.
You know.
Can people hang around a little bit after?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Take their time.
We're not going to kick anyone out.
You're not going to kick anyone out.
This event has grown from something small to something that I think people look forward to every year. It's a family event.
Okay.
So if you've got kids or grandkids, this is the place to be.
So how does the canal fit in?
The canal fits in because we've got the canal right there at the Mabee Farm and the Mohawk River too. And we've got boat rides. We've got not only not only our historic bateaux, you know, which are these big wooden boats, but we've got kayaks too.
Okay.
So people have two different ways to experience the Mohawk River.
So tell me about the boats, the wooden boats.
Yeah, they're called
bateaux. Are these Dutch boats?
They're not really Dutch. They were specifically designed to navigate the Mohawk River, that being an important trade route and kind of difficult to navigate. So they have kind of a flat bottom to be able to go through the shallows of the Mohawk.
Was that like when they did the canals, they used to have the mules, you know, I got a kid, Sal. And those were flat bottoms because they were being pulled on both sides, is that right?
Well, the boats we have are from an earlier period, before the Erie Canal ever existed.
Oh, okay.
You know, boats built right in Schenectady, right at that harbor of Schenectady.
Yeah.
And they would go out to the west. Now, when they built the canal, and the canal, of course, is much smoother and easier to travel than the Mohawk River.
And it's shallower, too.
The river, in many cases, is much shallower. In fact, so shallow, you got to take your boat out of the water and walk it around the obstacle and then put it back in.
It's shallower than the Erie Canal?
In many cases, yes. In many cases, maybe 6 inches shallow. I mean, before we modernized it and canalized it in the 20th century, it looked much different way back in the day.
So that these boats, now, can you fit, like, is it like a rowboat? What is
it? It's like a rowboat. Yeah, you row it. There's oars, and everyone has a, you know, and they paddle it. And it can fit about 10 people,
About 10 people per boat. Depends on how comfortable and how friendly you want to be.
So let's take a look at some of the photos, and perhaps you can look at the screen and comment on some of the photos that they're going to bring up. What are we looking at there?
We are looking at happy people having a wonderful time at Canal Fest right there. You see all sorts of people, families, couples, other couples. Yeah.
Okay, so happy people.
Happy people.
And then the next one, I think, is going to show some interesting events that are going on there.
So on the top left there, we've got our birds of prey. That's a staple. You can come and meet hawks, owls, and other kinds of birds.
And who do they come through?
They come through Outpost number one, rehabilitation there, right in Pattersonville, local.
Okay.
To the right, we've got our carpenter shop. We'll be doing carpentry and blacksmithing demonstrations.
So they'll be using original tools, is that correct?
Yeah, they will be using tools from the 1800s. So that's a cool way to kind of just learn about how crafts were done before the Industrial Revolution. And we always have music. So we've got, you know, our musicians down there at the bottom.
And what musicians are you going to have this year?
Banjo Bob and the Crabgrass Boys we have.
Oh,
little bluegrass, little Americana,
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And
so,
then there's a few other photos here.
Yeah, we've got petting zoo, we've got pony rides, we've got arts and crafts for kids. It's a full day. You know, if you bring your kids,
so
they will not be bored.
When you say you're on the river, how close to the river are you?
If you keep walking off our property, you'll end up in the river.
You're there.
Okay. And you're located in Rotterdam Junction area. Amazing. And, of course, we're talking with Mary Zawiecki, who's the executive director of the Schenectady County Historical Society, and with Michael Diana, and he's with the educational end of it, kind of get people educated on some of the old crafts and the old tools, and it's historical. Do you have any exhibitions going on at the Mabee Educational Center? What do they call it?
The Frontier Center.
Yeah.
So we have this amazing project in the works that Mike and I have both been working on, and we're previewing it at Canal Fest. It's called The Rural Modern, and it's photographs and stories of Schenectady's contemporary farmers.
Oh.
So yes, we are a historical society, but part of our mission is to document what's going on in life in Schenectady today. And you know, you just drive out 10 minutes from the city and you have all of these farms. And so Mike and I have been collecting the stories of the farmers. We're both photographers, so we've been taking images of the people, the farms, the animals.
You're creating a history.
We are documenting. We're not
documenting. You're not creating a history, but you're creating a historical document.
Yeah. And I think because so many of the people who come to the Mabee Farm are urban or suburban, it's going to be exciting for them to hear the stories of their neighbors, of the people who live in the same county. And you know what they do with their, we have a dairy farm, we have an organic farm, we have...
I mean, we have all kinds of things. We have dirt farms. I didn't know that you could farm dirt, but I guess you can.
So
isn't there a worm farm nearby?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, okay. The worms make the dirt. They're very special. Genetically engineered worms. It's crazy. I've learned so much in the process
this. Oh, you call it a dirt farm. I was thinking of a worm farm. So it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
So that exhibit will open for real in October, but we'll have a little taste of it at the Canal Fest.
Not the dirt, though.
There will be dirt. The whole Mabee farm is filled with dirt.
I mean, you can eat it if you want to. I just wouldn't recommend
it. Or worms.
Yeah,
I understand that the worms do create a wonderful soil for growing things. Mm-hmm. Do you have a farm there, though?
We do.
What do you grow there?
Mike's the expert on that.
Well, right now we're growing some wheat and some rye. Over the winter, we let it kind of sit as a cover crop, and actually it's coming up. This week we're going to start harvesting it real soon.
The wheat?
The wheat.
You get wheat berries, or what do you do with the wheat?
Well, we take the wheat and we just like they would have done back in the 18th century. We're going to let it dry and then we're going to thresh it. We're going to winnow it. We're going to take those little grains. We're going to grind them up into flour, and well, some of that flour we'll keep for our farm to fork dinner, which will be coming up in October this year.
That's great.
And some of it, other people need it, maybe food banks need it, we can give it out as needed.
Yeah, that's just amazing.
We love being able to take what we grow, which is, you know, small amounts, and like, for example, Mad Jack brewed with our pumpkins last year.
Oh, okay.
We like to kind of find those local connections.
You make those connections, and the networking, it just kind of enriches our community to see what you can do with foods and how people work together.
Yeah.
Because that's how it was years ago.
Totally.
People had to work together. They made some guy was making brooms so that he exchange it for this or
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, the barter system.
Yeah, the barter system.
But we don't want to be stuck in the history. You know, we don't want to be stuck in the past. We want to take whatever it's beyond living. It's contemporary. It's part of the fabric of Schenectady.
So tell us this is going to be on Saturday, July 11th?
It's this Saturday. I think it's the 13th.
Or 13th. Do I have the wrong date? Oh, that's terrible. I have the right date somewhere.
No one come on the 11th.
No, the 13th. It's the 13th. It was a typo on this sheet, but it's the 13th up there. Mm-hmm. I thought that I had the right date on there. The 13th. Oh, it's from 11. That's where I got the
11.
From 11 to 3. And plenty of parking. Please go there and enjoy yourself and learn a little bit more about our history and our contemporary stuff as well.
Exactly.
Thanks.